Blog Talk Radio.
Brought to you by P4P Muscle Productions and Entertainment, the number one drug-free athlete sponsorship foundation in the world. Following under the teachings, don't trust me, trust my hustle. The ringleader of this show and conductor of this machine is Kaylin Lend Your Ear Patterson. Sit back, relax, and turn up your volume to P4P Real Talk.
Hey, everybody out there. This is Kaylin Patterson, and this program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation and opportunity in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on and a vehicle to drive your goals, check us out at P4PMuscle.com. And now, let's talk. I have a great guest, just a wonderful person. I mean, honestly, in the natural community, you'll find that there are plenty of those people because we do interact a lot with each other because good people don't seek out good people. They just end up bumping into each other because they're always doing good things, and they end up finding each other in the process. This lady, just an amazing woman. The first time I actually met her was actually at a show, and she was running all over the place, and she was bumping into everybody because she had a thousand things to do. And this lady's name is Figure Pro Stephanie Casella. Stephanie, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very happy. Just the fact that, we just saw each other over the weekend and, just catching up. It's never enough time, honestly. You'll say that and I'll say it. And it's the truth. It's not cliche. It's an actual fact and truth that you can never catch up enough, long enough, with the people that you like hanging around with. And the Fit family is so big now. I mean, my goodness. So, first off, congratulations. You did great.
Thank you.
At the show. And, just let everybody know who you are and why I'm congratulating you, and we'll start from there.
Oh, well, I'm Stephanie Casella. I'm an ISPA Figure Pro, and I just competed in Minnesota at the North American Pro Show and honorably took first, which is kind of cool because I really wasn't going to go and do it, but got a little pressure put on me about repeating my victory from last year. And so I thought to myself, let's try it. So I talked to my husband and he backed me and he didn't back me at first. That's not even true. He, he was wanting, after Yorton last year, just to take a little time for us and our family and just build my clientele, my business, and just spend some time with my athletes under me and be a great employee to Gold's Gym. That's where I work here in Marion, Kansas, and, be a mom and just a fun mom and wife. So, at the end of the day, I think that Tony and a lot of my colleagues and family, they realize that it's not about getting to eat what I want, drink what I want. It's really, I really stay consistent with what I follow. And whether that's a little bit more, a little bit less, I don't waver very often from my path of nutrition and healthy choices. So it's not even about competition for me all the time. It's just I like goals, I guess. And I like to live such a way that you can fit this into your life. Life doesn't have to necessarily just fit into the sport. You can have a life and still be a competitive person. And so that's what I like to practice. I like to practice that, practice what I preach there, and know that I can, have the freedom to, use, go out to eat when I need to, or, step back, or, say no to things, but not have it interfere with my emotions or my happiness. And I think that that's what ruins it for most people. So I've chosen to just put a smile on my face or not do it at all. So,
hey, that's the way to go.
That's me in a nutshell. If you can't do it with a smile on your face, you should probably just step away.
Exactly. Now, I know there's dysmorphia with guys, and I've seen it,
sure,
you know, firsthand, where they kind of crack and crumble when they can't have that competition body. But I know it's 10 times more for a female competitor. You know, how do you balance that out as a competitor, a mom, a wife, and still, you know, stay sane?
You're right. This is a huge issue with, people will probably accuse me of not taking, you know, enough time in between shows, or, you know, getting my body weight up, you know, to a certain amount, which I know I know my body better than the next person. And for me, you know, I am, this may be a surprise to most of you, but that's a joke right there. This is not a surprise. I'm 37. You're going to get my humor. I'm very witty. I'm 37 years old. And which I had to post that the other day because somebody thought I was not. And I don't want to be doing this forever, but I know that right now my muscle maturity has really kicked in. I have not had God has blessed me with the ability to only push the weight I'm capable of pushing. You'll never catch me trying to do something that I am not capable of doing efficiently, ever. If it's about squatting heavier, I won't. I will just go deeper with efficient weight. You know, I come from a family of strength coaches, and my brother has helped written, strength conditioning books. And so he and my husband and, you know, people that I trust with my lifting abilities have encouraged me just to be safe with it. And you know what? I've had no injury. None. And
that's a blessing.
So it is a blessing. And I try to just really take care of my temple, which, you know, I take the talents and the gifts that God has blessed me with, and I don't want to abuse them in any way, shape, or form with nutrition or with ineffective lifting.
Wow.
And so,
and it works.
Yeah, it's worked well. You know, there's parts of my body that I wish were a little bit more muscular, but I'm not willing. Yeah, exactly. Nobody has the perfect physique, I don't think. But at this point, I don't really want to get any bigger. I like the muscles that I have. I think that I can carry them around and not have aches and pains. And and I can apply the proper nutrition to support it. And the amount of fat that I need to have on my body to feel safe when I'm lifting. Does that make sense? You know, when you get really lean.
Yes, it does.
Your joints and ligaments just feel different. And so I try to only, you know, there's been times in prep where I feel that happening, and I just adjust my macronutrients a little bit differently. So that's how I do it. Is it necessarily everybody's way? No. It's not. I'm not really. I go day to day.
Practicing
really.
What you preach. If you're really practicing what you preach, that makes sense. You know, because how do you basically tell someone else to go within reason, if you're always, you know, pushing yourself past the limit to injury, then you know sooner or later it's going to leak out into your life.
Yeah. Mhm. It is, and. So, but you know what? There's times where I have to take counsel from others. There is. I am not above that. I've picked some wise people's brains, that's for sure, that have helped me. And I've had success with their help. And there's times where I've turned that down and thought, you know, that's just going to be my choice in this. And if I suffer for it, I will learn and be a better, coach in the end from not, you know, from learning from being able to be teachable. There's times where I need to do that. Definitely. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, the only time we stop learning is when we're dead.
Well, that's exactly right. That's right. And I, you know what? That's right. And I need to not be so stubborn. I am.
You stubborn?
A little bit.
You?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yep.
A little bit.
Or, yeah, I am. You know what? I'm very independent. Let's just put it that way. I don't know if it's necessarily a stubborn thing, or I'll read up on something or figure it out and have my way about it. That's not necessarily a great thing, but I need to maybe change that perspective a little bit, be a little bit more teachable at times. So, yeah.
I can see your point, though, because, like, if you know it, you can move forward 100%. If you're guessing, then you don't really move like you should.
Right.
So exactly. I can live with that. I don't think that's stubborn. I think that's just an empowered woman.
Yeah. It's good and bad.
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, but there's good and bad in all of us. So, you know, I'm sure your husband has learned to live with that quite some time ago.
Well, I try to step back and listen some, and I do. But then there's times where I just am so passionate about something that I cannot think about anything else. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Which I try not to interfere with, you know, my kids or schedule. But I'm so passionate about the ending goal sometimes that I'm just driven that way. Just nothing is going to take my mind in another place. It's not going to, you know, little things in life do not bother me. Let's just put it that way. I'm just going to be a great mom, be a great employee, live every day as if I'm influencing somebody for the very last time.
Or for the very first time.
Well, if I never get to see that person again, I want my conversation or my action to be greatness to them, encouraging, loving, being a great example of love to them. Does that make sense?
Yes. You live it, so it's not like it has to make sense. This is something you do.
Yeah, I really do. I every day try to do that. You know, that's what I want people. When people think of me in the end, I don't want them thinking, oh, she was really successful in the figure world. I want them to think that girl really could juggle life, and she was a great mother and a great example of practice what you preach with a smile on your face and an encouraging heart. That's what I want. That's the legend I want to leave.
That's a good legacy to leave behind.
And if I can win a few shows along the way, that's great. But, you know, last year, Jordan, this is a great example. Charmaine, she beat me 2 years in a row with Jordan in our class. And I think everybody at the end of the day, they want to win. And I thought it could have gone either way. I talked to people in the audience. I talked to the other coaches, and their hands were up in the air. So when I didn't win, for a split second when I walked off stage, I'm not a big emotional crier, or, you know, I've learned to control my emotions. You know, especially with being a mother, you have to just be, you know, have your emotions in check. Because people are watching, and my kids need to learn that. But I wanted to bang
Very
my
true.
Head on a wall, honestly.
Well, I'm glad
I just
you
wanted
did.
Wanted to bang my head on a wall, and then I looked at Tony, and I just said, I'm going to put a smile on my face right now, because this is not what defines me. Winning That's not defining me. But my attitude right now in dealing with this small defeat with a smile on my face and an encouraging heart, that's what I will do. And so I put a smile on my face and I went back and I encouraged my lifting partner who was about to go out, and I got him ready to go, and just that's where that story went from there. So in that moment, I had growth in response, in my response. So I won that day.
You know, you did. But, yeah, you know, this is something about who you are. So, yeah. I mean,
it was hard, believe me. It's because inside I was screaming a little bit. I am a fierce competitor. I want what I want when I want it sometimes, but that's not the way, you know, it could have crumbled that day. So.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, you can walk away from it. Some people, they lose on stage and they're stuck there for the next 3-4 years, which is sad.
Yeah, no. Oh, no. That's not even close. You know what? I got home and I had my kids had made cupcakes and had a banner up, and you know what? That's what it's all about right there. I walked into just a house of love, and, you know, I gave birth to those little babies, and gosh, that's what matters to me. I mean, I could care less about stage once that happens. And I'm right back into carpooling and track practice and basketball and volleyball, and, you know, that's just life happens all of a sudden, and then you're like, oh, you know, Cinderella's gone, and the pumpkin here, and the chariot's gone, and, you know, you're back to normal.
Oh, that's beautiful. You know? That's a beautiful analogy. I love that.
So, yeah, so my Cinderella's over, and, you know, life is back. So, in fact, I got to tell you that this whole conversation, I've been sitting at track practice, and now I'm driving home with my two beautiful boys in the car. And I'm on my Bluetooth. So,
busy woman.
Great. You know what? Busy is the best. Keeps you out of trouble. Keeps your mind straight. And you know what? My boys got to hear my story a little bit, and I don't think that they heard much of. So I keep a lot of my stage, my competitions very private from my, you know, from them. I don't want, you know, a physique or a bikini or anything to, you know, change their opinion about the way they should live or look or be. So, so you don't see me post a lot of pictures or anything like that, because I don't want my boys thinking that that's the standard, or my daughter thinking that that's the way that she needs to be or look. You know, so yeah, that's that.
But it makes sense, and I'm glad you pointed that out, because we need to hear more of that. Because, like I said, with the mindset of some of the female competitors, it does get borderline where it's not healthy.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's an understatement. You know, I really wish it wasn't that way. You know, I wish, you know, cannot have a stage-ready body all the time. And I'm accused of that, actually. I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why do you always look like that you're 6 weeks out or 8 weeks out? Or, you know, and my explanation is, you know, I'm a group fitness coordinator. I teach classes. I lift. But I do eat a lot. I mean, I can out-eat a lot of men.
Mm-hmm.
But I've trained my body to handle that too. You know, I work hard, and I eat a lot.
I think what's happening right now, and this is a transitional stage, what we're going through, and it's because, you know, as the ignorance leaves the fitness community, intelligence is setting in, and there's a lot of misinformation that's been given to our minds and our bodies, where we thought that was the standard. But it's not the standard. It was just stupid. There's a lot of things that we grabbed onto that weren't really, you know, beneficial or even, I would say, almost harmful. They were more harmful than beneficial, and yet we thought that's what needed to happen to get a certain style or physique or body type.
You know, that's the one area where I think people, you know, I've seen girls get off stage, and I could say this is probably a little bit me the first time I competed. No, not even the first time. Maybe like the second time, because the first time, you know, when you finish a competition and, you know, I do think that I didn't really know how to come out of a show, you know, like I do now, which I'm, you know, glad that I've done so many and trial and error a lot of things because it makes me a better coach. But, you know, I can remember eating Mexican, I think it was. And I felt so bad that immediately I went straight to the gym.
And
you. You know, and I see that a ton. You know, I've seen that from girls from my team that I've walked into the gym and seen them on a cardio machine. And they did not think I would show up or working out, you know, and it was supposed to be a rest day to let the body just recoup for the next week. You know, and you pay a lesson for those times. You know, you're not going to out eat that. You need to let your body sometimes do that. You know, have that refeed meal and not have to go think you have to go work it off. But that dysmorphic, you know, the image that we think that we have to have pulled. You know, if we eat a bad meal or, you know, get off stage and have a bad rebound.
So, this is some real talk. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's just poor education right there if you don't know how to come out of a show or bad coaching. So, you know, I actually had a great conversation with a coach today about metabolism. And it was about just, you know, somebody who's always in contest prep. You know, it's going to ruin your metabolism. You've got to let your metabolism reset. And you should. I agree. But, you know, your reset's not somebody else's reset. You know, and some people, I mean, this, you know, you have to slowly increase the carbs, slowly increase the fats. It's so gradual that you're never going to go anywhere, you know, but you're slowly resetting, and that's great. And I kind of know how to reset mine to where I hit this one, you know, number, and then I know that I'm okay to think about prep again. But people don't agree with my number a lot. They don't. But I know how my body feels.
Yeah, and if my thing is, if everybody's unique, you know, you can't do the cookie cutter. I really believe that. And, you know, like I said, I've seen kids with ADD can play all day and not run out of energy. And then I've seen kids that just don't have that much energy. And, you know, if you push them too hard, they'll break, you know, mentally.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's a struggle for them even to start. So, you know, It doesn't change because you get older. I mean, it's so much that we have yet to learn for natural bodies because we've basically been misled so much into, you know, the other atmosphere where it's like, well then, you know, then they must be on something. It's like, well, what about the person that isn't?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I've been accused I think we've all been accused of something at some point in time. You know, well, how does she stay lean? Or I'm like, do you even know what I do? Seriously.
Yeah, right.
I mean, do you not see me teaching these classes? You know, do you see me eating like, you know, junk all the time. I don't. I try to stay within 15 pounds of where I need to be.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta stay.
And that's a life choice.
Huh?
I said that's a life choice. You know, that's something.
That
you
is
do.
A life choice. That is a life choice. And you know, when I decide to stop competing, you know, it's not going to be much any more than that. I just probably won't lift as heavy, you know, or as mm-hmm. much or as consistent. You know, I'm going to pull back and, you know, just slowly watch my body dip. I don't know. You know, that'll be a lesson to me too. But
you're constantly pushing. So, you know, I don't mind that. You know, if you have the balance, it's the imbalance that scares me. When people are pushing and pushing and pushing, I get nervous.
Yeah.
Because if there's imbalance, then that push kind of put either topples them over or sells them short in life where you can just see the train wreck happening, but it's going so fast, it's not much you can do to stop it. But with, you know, with you and the people you surrounded yourself with, that really won't be a factor because you can rein it in, you know, whether you want, even if you disagree with the logic, you understand the reason.
Right. Right. I understand a lot of the other side, too. You know, I have seen, you know, people that cannot dial in and get as lean because, you know, their metabolism not where it should be going into a prep. Or they're going in with injury, you know, or their body's not responding, you know, with any, I've seen it, you know, it has not happened to me yet. And I hope it never does because of the balance mm-hmm. that I live. You know?
Yes.
So, like this last Minnesota show when I decided to do that, I did not, my calories, right around 1,600 or 1,700, probably borderline under eating a little bit with what, with the classes I teach,
mm-hmm.
but I don't have to all out teach some of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, when your body is used to doing something over and over again, something has to change. You know what
okay.
I mean? You have to mm-hmm. either have to pull some calories off or add something else in. So with me, I had to find something, you know, and I did not want to pull calories off because I needed those. So what I did is I teach about, 2 to 3 ringside classes, boxing, kickboxing. So
mm-hmm.
I backed those off and did 2 hits instead.
Mm-hmm.
And it was enough change for my body to change without having to take my calories down. And on the days where I did, you know, when I could do less, I ate a little bit, just a tiny bit less. Does that make sense? So
yeah.
I watched myself every morning. I went straight to the mirror and just made sure that my body was responding to what it needed to do. And I did not register for that show until I mentally and what I saw physically was going to be ready. That's why I never said anything.
Mm-hmm.
I got to say I'm going to go do something and then not follow through with it and then look like
yes.
crap.
Right.
So, you know, people, you know, didn't necessarily agree with it. And some people backed me and some people just had different opinions. And that's fine. That's great. But I know what I need to do. If I did not know, I would not be coaching and I would not be competing.
Yeah, but I think, Stephanie, I think the thing that I'm saying is it's almost like we have to defend a healthy lifestyle. And we shouldn't be defending anything. We should be, you know, being complimented or saying, hey, great job for what you're doing. But I think the standard is so off that it's basically veered in the wrong direction where it's not even... it's not even right anymore. I mean, you hear people talking, and it's almost frightening. My family, and I'm not picking on them, but I'm just going to bring this up because it's always so funny to think about when they say, "Oh, how can you eat that?" And I'm looking at them like, "Oh, how can you eat that?" You know, and I said, "Well,
oh, sure, okay."
Yeah, at the end of the day, our life choices have us where we are and how we look. So,
yeah.
What are you saying?
Yeah. Are you talking about, like, when I go out to eat and I order sea bass and asparagus?
Mm-hmm.
And not a glass of wine? And why
right.
do you never, you know, let loose and just have a steak with butter on top? Or, you know, or that's not even that bad. Or, you know, a plate of spaghetti. You know, and then, you know what? It's a life choice. It's just what you said. And you know what? If they don't like it, don't be my friend.
Right.
I'm sorry. You know what? It's like this. Okay. Actually, I just had this conversation with one of my clients. And I, you know, she said this to me. I feel so bad saying no all the time to alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to her, you know what? It's a good thing you're not a recovering alcoholic then. And she looked at me. This is like, we were in a training session, lifting back, doing a lat pull down actually. She stopped, looks at me. She says, "What do you mean?" I said, "Well, you know, if you were friends with an alcoholic recovering, just got out of, you know, AA, and you're forcing them a drink, would you force them a drink, A? No, you wouldn't. Because you know the background of that person, and you're sensitive,
mm-hmm.
and you want to be encouraging and support the choice to recover from that illness. But it's okay to force alcohol on somebody who has, you know, who maybe doesn't have an alcoholic issue, or it's just wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong. You know, I don't drink very often. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. I have a ton of wine in my house, even, and it just sits there. You know, because I just, you know, it's not what I'm going to choose to use my calories for, I guess. But, yeah, you're right. It's like we are ridiculed for making great choices that affect our body positively.
Mm-hmm. And I'm really surprised that we have to defend it. You know, it's kind of like... It would almost be like you went in a marathon and then somebody say, "Well, why'd you have to run that far?" You know? Like, wait a minute. The point was to run the marathon to challenge myself. And then when I
yeah.
actually win, you're saying there's something wrong with that.
Right. Yep, I know. It's sad. Instead of just saying, "You know what, I'm so proud that you followed through with that." You know, you have the discipline to, you know, put things in your body that affect it in a great way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like Daniel in the Bible. Have you
yeah.
ever read the story of Daniel in the Bible where they want him to
yes.
eat like the best of the land and he just wanted to eat what he wanted to eat, which was, you know, because they wanted to get him to get just this muscly body and just be fed by the beasts of the earth and which I like, actually, by the way, I love to eat meat, but, you know, he wanted to eat fruits and vegetables and grains, and,
yes.
you know, then he, you know, at the end of the story was he just was this, he won the battle, you know, he just
mm-hmm.
won the heart of the king and land and blah, blah, blah. It's just, he was ridiculed for not wanting to do that, and that's meat, that's not even a huge ordeal, but, like, cookies and cake and you know, just fatty.
Hold on a second. Don't leave out the part that they wanted from the death.
Yeah, exactly. They did.
Yeah, so that was a big choice for them. You know, they say either eat it or die.
They did. They said death. I didn't want to even go that far with the story because I don't. But you know, he proved just to be just a noble man, and God blessed him for his choices, and So goes the story. But yeah, they threatened death on him. You're right.
And, yeah, you know, it does feel like that sometimes to the new competitor, to the person that's basically doing the life change, the life help change, and basically seeing results, because the first thing they always hear is, oh, you're too skinny. Oh, you're not eating right. Well, what's right anymore? I said, all right, well, what if normal is how you look, I don't want normal, because that's how I'm going to look. I want to eat right. And it'd be so different that it causes you concern, because you're that far the wrong way, just like I was at a time. I would rather, it took me 7 years of me being a healthy individual for my mom to even think of doing a healthy diet. And that was one meal. But I said, thank God for those 7 years. Because if I didn't, you know, then she does what she continues to do, what she's normally been doing. So if it took 7 years to get her to even take multivitamins because her diet was, is so bad, then I'll do it.
Yeah. Yep, I agree. I know. That's the example part. You just got to be consistent with it.
Mm-hmm.
You do.
Because if we fall off, they fall off.
Got to be consistent with it. You know, there's times where I will sit and have, I don't want the world to think that I don't have a cookie every now and again, because I do. You know what, I have to do that with my kids at times, so I try to make it as healthy as I can. But if you know me, you know that I make really good monster cookies. And,
yes, and you still haven't brought me one, thank you.
I know. I try not to make them every day, Kaylin.
You can bring it for one show. I'm not asking for the world.
I will. I'll bring you one. But, it's just about balance. You know, there's times where I'll do that, and then I know when not to. But, I think that another thing that we need to address is the people that never... that they eat super clean, and then they work out constantly. And that's where I want to just remind people that, if you can keep a very, very clean eating regimen, that'll keep you lean, as long as you're not overeating on clean food, that is possible. But if you have an injury and you cannot work out, something has to change, and that's your eating style. So
that's right.
That's one thing I tell anybody I come in contact with, just, balance. But if worse comes to worse, just eat healthy. Eat healthy.
Yes.
Make good choices there. That's the first step. You can't make it to the gym, don't compromise with your health and nutrition, with what you're putting in your
that's
mouth.
That's right.
Keep it balanced and healthy. So that's the sick disease, is when you see that happening, but people just killing themselves in the gym. Now then prep gets a whole new, that's where the contest prep gets a bad rap sometimes.
Yeah, but, I would liken it to this, where, I always wanted to dribble left-handed. I said, in order to get better at basketball, I'm going to have to dribble left-handed. But it was always a reason, always an excuse why I couldn't. And then I got in an accident, my right arm got put in a cast. I had to learn to dribble left-handed. So, if that's what it took to get it, then I can live with that, because all I can do is get better. Because if you don't change, then you're stuck doing the same thing that has you where you are.
Right. Right.
I mean, exactly. You're one of those people that's always pushing yourself, so I don't mind you going to the lengths you go, because yours is, like you said, you move with balance, and you move with the understanding, I have a limit now, but I want to see how much more I can make this limit go. And that's healthy. There's nothing wrong with that. It's the person that says, come hell or high water, this is going to happen. Well, then you got the hell to deal with it. And then you got the high water from the flood of emotion for not making it the way you want it. So that's always going to scare me. But your way of going about it is healthy. There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
People will always be challenged by it. And like I said, you're an empowered woman, so they're going to be kind of like trying to rein it in because, honestly, and this is for most female competitors, you guys aren't normal. You're driven, and that's frightening to men, you know, and that's frightening to people that are used to the normal, oh, you know, well, if I just, you know, stay on it long enough, she'll cave or something like that. You guys find a way to fight through because your goal is past whatever somebody's offered.
Right. You know what, except for if I was injured, I would not.
Yeah,
and if I had an
that's
injury
what I'm talking
or
about.
Looming, right, I just would shut it down. I wouldn't. I mean, tomorrow, if something happened, you know, I'd shut it down for a minute until
yeah.
for a long time. No, I'm not about...
And the world wouldn't end. And you wouldn't have to make a book-long social
no.
post about how life
no.
sucks and everything's going and, oh, my God. You know, it's just more like, you know, this happened and this is what I'm going to do to get it better. And
right.
that's it.
Exactly. Or something with, you know, my family. You know, I
mm-hmm.
the first, when I won Casey Classic, man, I don't even remember, 2-3 years ago, maybe? My husband was deployed. He was in, was gone. And
mm-hmm.
I won Casey Classic, and, you know, the first thing they asked me was, are you going to go to Yorton? And, yeah, I wanted to go to Yorton. Absolutely, I wanted to go to Yorton. But
mm-hmm.
I had just had a prep with my husband deployed, with my kids at home. I have no family here in this town. It's why Tony has a cousin here. But he was flying home the week before.
That
wasn't going to be healthy for my family to get up on a plane and go compete, right? I mean, that would have been a poor life.
Yes.
When my husband just gets home from overseas. So there's times in my life I have to say no to competing. And I think people don't realize that I have said no, you know, when it's not right for my family
mm-hmm.
or for me. But life happens, and so you have to take a step back.
Yeah.
Or injuries or, you know, things like that. So you got to know when to shut it down. You do.
And you know, I would liken it to this because this is one that I got to be a witness to. When I say witness, I mean just viewing. Was Ryan Doris after he had competed at the same KC Classic. And everybody was like, oh, you should do this next show. And in his mind and in his heart, he was set to shut it down. And he's like, you know, I'm ready to do other things. You know, I got this. Like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, this guy was just unrelenting. Every possibility, you know. And I'm like, okay, it's almost to the point he was living vicariously through Doris, and he was going to do all the things that, Doris should have done everything this guy was thinking he missed out when he had those opportunities. And it was almost to the point of, like, bullying pressure to get it done, and he was like, no. And you know, and the guy was almost, like, using threats and, you know, bad language. Do this,
what?
You know, because you don't know what you're missing. And he's like, no, it's my life and it's my choice. If it's not healthy for me mentally and physically, it's not going to happen.
Right. Yeah, it has to be mentally and physically. You have to be inject there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good for him.
And so that's what I'm saying about the balance that you have is a healthy balance. It's not
right.
subjective. It's more like this is me in a nutshell, and if it works, it works, and if it doesn't, then I'll try something else. But it's never
right.
the destructive decision that, you know, because like
no.
you said, you are a mother, you are a wife, and you've got people that you have to consider when you make those kind of decisions.
Right. Exactly. Yep. You know, I've had several good conversations with that about, you know, just other coaches in the industry too, you know, that they'd love to compete, but they're too busy with their team, or
mm-hmm.
they have a kid graduating from high school. You know, you got to put others in front of yourself, and that's a very selfish sport. So you're striving after vanities, most people say, which I don't agree 100% with, but it just has to be the proper time. That's the thing. So.
And there's so many things that go into that decision. It's so nice to actually be able to step on stage, because I think, you know, there's so many backstories and so much life that happens before that stage time even comes in view, that, you know, it's such a blessing to even have the opportunity, because there's so many life happenings that, you know, people see, they see so many people at these shows, but I'm thinking there's maybe five or six in every class that couldn't make it because something happened, you know, family, deaths, accidents, injuries. It's so crazy, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yep, I know. You know, I always kind of wonder, you know, when people register for shows and they never show up, you know, just what happens, you know, or life happens, and that's okay. It's okay. So.
And I'm a living witness to a couple of shows where I couldn't make it because of just, like, all kinds of craziness. And it's like, you know, you must be joking. I make it all the way into the day, and then somebody decides, you know, I'm going to make this person have a bad day.
That's not good.
No. But, you know,
I think I remember your story. I think I know what you're talking about there.
Yes. And it was one of those where it's like, okay, you could turn around and be a little butthurt and you know, take away from other people that, you know, need to share their life moments, or go down there and, you know, put a smile on because you are happy to see your fifth family.
Right. Yeah, and I've always seen you kind of just be the encourager then at the end of the day. So that's what makes you who you are, too.
Mm-hmm.
Just be able to turn around and just handle that adversity and say, okay, not my day, but maybe tomorrow.
That's right.
So, mm-hmm.
And a big shout out to John and Becky for, Becky Arnold for, you know, just walking me through that one and, you know, just all those things when I got down there and then like, you know, we can get this back to some kind of decent. And I was like, you know, that's what it's all about. And that meant the world to me when I did that. You know, and...
Well, and they're great. Yeah, they're just great people.
Yes. And that was great awesome people. That they even thought to even want to do something like that. You know, that's just amazing. Because honestly, they don't have to.
Right. They don't. Good.
So, okay, now, after all that and all that they get to see, everybody gets to hear about Stephanie, you have a support group around you. So just let the people know who's had your back, because I know Shanna is just adorable. I mean, when I say she literally saved my butt. Yeah. So just give a shout out to them and, you know, let us know who's in your corner.
Okay. Shanna, always, you know, she knows I'm crazy. She knows that one time I said, if I have a good workout today, I might compete. If she's listening, she knows what I'm talking about. Kind of started off as a joke. And then, of course, I had a really good workout that day, so I decided to maybe venture into that next show. So I can't thank her enough. She'll manipulate a schedule or she'll get right on the, you know, airline website, figure out what's the cheapest ticket. And she has my back and she flies with me. And I try to help her as much as I can, take care of her when she comes. I love her. I love her deeply. She's great people. And I know that she loves me and I feel it. So her, my lifting partner at Gold's is Tony Rivato. He was at Yorton also last year. And, he is crazy, crazy in a good way. He will push my limits, but not to where, you know, I'll have to mouth off to him and say, listen, that's just a little bit too much for me. He knows that I have limits and that I will play it safe before I hurt myself. And he's very much the same way. And I just trust him so much. And he helps me think through a lot of decisions, you know, just the Minnesota show, just talking to him. He sees me every day. He knows what I'm eating. He knows what I'm not eating. He knows what my workouts are, the time I put in, if I can pull it off. He's a lot of my eyes. And he has been for 8 years. 8 years, every single day for 8 years, really. And I have, you know, some other good friends, Lisa, Abby, and Adam, and most recently, John Gorman has been a huge help for me. He helped me through last prep, just getting brave and really filling out for the stage, which I cannot thank him enough for that angle. I would have never tried some of the things that I did. Hopefully I can get more of that help. And, you can never stop growing. You really can't. You know, talking to Kristen Flannery a lot about things that she's done has helped me grow. You know, that's what I love about this sport is just there's so many great minds and new ideas. And that's what I love about it. So she's been a great help, and, you know, I do not want to leave anybody out. I know I will be. Oh, my boss and my fellow colleagues at Gold's Gym, they are probably my biggest fans. And my husband is one of my biggest fans, obviously, and my kids. But he believes in me. He believes in me. He's like, whatever you need, wherever you want to go, I will support you through it. You know, he does, and he does. He'll send me. First of all, he knows that my schedule is going to stay packed through my entire prep. I will never take time off. I will always show up for my clients. I do not miss work. I do not call in sick. He knows that. So I equally give back as much as he gives me. So, which is great. It's great. He's a great boss. And my district manager and my manager at Gold's, John and Trevor, they're amazing. And they work with me and they know that I want to win. I want to do great, but I want to win at work. I want to win as a mom. They know that I am. They just know how I'm driven. So they put a lot of responsibility on me, but they know that I'll do good. And I'll give everything 110%. So that's why they're such big supporters when I want to do what I want to do. And I don't really have a ton of support from my family yet, but maybe they'll come around.
specify.
Oh, they just really don't like the whole bikini scene on a stage.
Okay.
They're entitled to that opinion, and that's fine. I don't really want to divulge that. But, maybe that's the lesson I will learn as a mother when my daughter asks me to compete or to do something and I don't agree with. I will come to that bridge when I come to it. But, I have a huge support system. I do complete nutrition with them. So supplements obviously are great. And that's about it.
Covers everything.
It does. I just don't like leaving people out. You don't.
You're not. I mean, there's always going to be some other name. There's always going to be somebody when you're put on the spot, it's the people that are in that circle that have been there and that are easy to recall. And then there's people that are just joining that are a little bit harder. But it's not that you're leaving them out. It's just that you're still learning them. And,
I got to say, I love my team. know, I do love my team, Showcase Training. Mm-hmm. I haven't really even said that word since I got on the air, but that's my competition team underneath me.
Mm-hmm.
I want people to showcase the best version of themselves. And I'm not talking about the stage. I'm talking about in their workouts, in the nutrition, and in their life. I just want them to showcase it's greatness. That's what I want. And they do. They know that I expect them to carry themselves a certain way if they're going to compete or if they're going to have a great workout. And mm-hmm. they're very supportive of me, too. And I think that I've helped change a few, I hope. I pray that I've helped influence some change in life due to my example, because I showcased myself in a certain demeanor a certain way. So I'm thankful for my team. Really am. Great people. And you.
Any names on the team?
I'm thankful for you.
Oh,
any names? Oh, there's a ton. There's a lot. They know who they are.
Okay, that's what we need.
They know who they are. If they come into Gold's Gym, well, it's not even all Gold's Gym people, but I feel so honored and blessed in the position that God has me in, and I want to make sure that I handle myself with just dignity and
mm-hmm.
an example of who He has made me, a reflection of Him. And that's what I want. So that's a big responsibility that I have to uphold. And so I try not to take that lightly.
Well, you do it well. You do it very well.
Well, thanks. Thank you. Yeah, some days better than others, but yeah.
Well, honestly.
What else you got for me?
No, that's it. You've done great. I'm very proud of the episode. You really nailed it home, and I'm glad you were willing to do some real talk, you know, because there's so many, there's a lot of things that basically take away from what we're trying to do, because we almost slip into cliches, and that's something you didn't do. So, you know, Stephanie, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You bet.
And I'm just.
It's my honor.
You're a true joy to talk to in person, and even so on the podcast, and of course in the interviews, and thanks. And I got to put out. We have a show coming out with our line manufacturer. That's, you know, because people are learning that things need to change, and they're happening. So this Thursday. You know, if you think Stephanie's a great joy, just wait till you get to hear from our manufacturer, P4P manufacturer. Stephanie, thanks again. Anything else you want to say before, you know, the show is over?
Keep living a balanced life.
mm-hmm.
Yep. You know, it's life's about balance. It doesn't have to be about competition. It just stay balanced to stay grounded. Keep a level head and get counsel. Listen to counsel. You know, if it's not the proper time to move forward on something, to take a step back and know that there's, you know what, great thing about competing is that you could probably compete every weekend if you really wanted to. It's somewhere in some state. So if it doesn't work this week or this 12 weeks, there's 12 weeks later. So be patient. Be patient. Feel blessed.
That works for me.
A body that moves, and you don't have your right arm in a cast like Kaylin does. Just kidding.
No, that's a good one. Well, actually,
yeah.
I like it because I always say, "Be patient before you be a patient."
Yeah, exactly. Be patient before you are a patient. So, yeah. Oh, you know what? Here's one thing. I don't know if we have to get off, but speaking of just feeling blessed and glass half full, is that I woke up and I was at work and I was really tired. And I try not to grumble or, you know, just I try to stay positive, but I was just really tired this day. And I was up late doing a paper with my daughter and then a Spanish, or, you know, then she had to, I had a quiz with Spanish, and it was just a really late night, and I get up at 4:45, 5 in the morning, and I'm walking over to teach a class in the ringside room, and I pass the racquetball court, and it's these two men in there, and they have one prosthetic leg, and then the other guy has braces on both legs, and they're literally walking to hit this racquetball, and I thought, you know what? Life is completely different for those two. And yet look at them in there. They can barely get to the ball, but they are finding so much joy in the fact that they can still get to that ball.
That's right.
I cannot feel tired right now.
Right.
So that's the perspective I had that day, was just body feels great. I have arms and legs that move and they work. And it's not about being lean or having the best class or lifting the most weight, but just being thankful for just a healthy body. And they were so thankful that they could play racquetball. So, you know, it's thankfulness and having joy and where God has you at that time. So,
amen.
Live that way. You gotta
get
to work. Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that.
That's what I want to end with. That's my story, because that was a huge. I used that in many examples with my kids that week. So, you know, life can be pretty bad until you look around the corner and you see somebody less fortunate than yourself, and then life doesn't seem so bad anymore.
Right.
That's good. God's given you what you can handle, and they can handle a lot worse. You know, those two could handle a lot more than I could. So, you know, gosh, they are great people. That makes sense?
Yes, and it makes all the difference in the world.
Yep. So, I may have gone and made them a free protein shake that day. I'm kidding.
Nothing wrong with that.
I'm so thankful you had me on your show. That was fun.
I told you, time just flies by.
It was fun. I feel very honored and blessed to be able to speak a little bit.
Well, I'm glad you did. Like I said, you did the real talk, and that's what we need to hear more and more, because we have to get out of this genre of cliches and basically backtracking into good health, because we should be running full force. Because that's what good health is all about, is being strong and empowered, and we shouldn't come at a weakened state thinking it's going to happen.
Sure. Absolutely.
So thank you, Stephanie.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. God bless you and your family.
Yes.
Again, congratulations on the win, and look forward to seeing
you
at the show, if not on stage, in the future.
You bet. I'll be there.
So for Stephanie, this is Kaylin, Midwest Muscle, P4P, Real Talk. Lend me your ear, and God bless you. Good night.
God bless. Good night.
Good night, girls.